Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org and RepublicReview.org. As you know, you are listening to the only show that will give you constitutional solutions, and moreover, the only constitutional solution to getting the federal government back into compliance of the Constitution. The number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I did put the link up to my Patriot, my discussion and interview on We the People 24/7 Patriot Soapbox, where I was a guest on Thumper's show on Sunday afternoon. You can also get the podcast for last week's goal setting. It was basically 3 days of how to set, you know, how to map out your goals, how to incorporate them in different aspects as well, you know, like from work and so forth, so that you could be successful in, you know, a multitude of things, because becoming successful is important. And if you want to be successful, then you now have, I think, you know, maybe not necessarily keys to the kingdom, but at least some insights in how to do that. And more importantly, if you were with me, if you were with us in trying to save our Constitution, I definitely want you and all of us to be successful. So that was the real driving factor behind helping and sharing those, if you want to call them insights, or at least my perspective on what it takes to be successful. I, as you know, also, this show is dedicated to state legislators because they are our sovereigns who are supposed to be protecting protecting their citizens and protecting our rights as well as our sovereignty, and they're not doing a good job. And so we are dedicated in reaching out to them, educating them, and getting them involved and getting them to act and getting them on board. And if not, we're trying, and that's this is where you come in. We need to identify who, you know, can start replacing these rhinos. It's all about replacing rhinos. Rhinos and the deep state, as they have infiltrated the party of character, the party of the Constitution. Remember, James Madison's party, the Republican Party, is the party of the Constitution. These rhinos, they're a part of the Lincoln Party, which is all about doing what is best for them and what they believe is best. Now, I don't necessarily, you know, want to split hairs on that, but we can go into that if you want to have that discussion. But bottom line, we need to get the party and the politicians that wear that party label centered on the Constitution. That's one of the reasons why we have floated the concept into several states that your legislators should pass a bill that says all laws, regulations, policies, codes, what have you, all of those things must be in full compliance with the U.S. Constitution, not the U.S. government, the U.S. Constitution, and the state constitution. Any laws, regulations, and so forth that are passed that are violations of the Constitution are null and void and must be stricken and removed. Regardless if the voters voted for it, it does not matter. You cannot have illegal laws. We are a nation of laws, and we need to make sure that we are in compliance. As I tell people, if you don't like the way the government is running, you have to amend it. There is a process for it. It is not revolting and burning up people's property. It is adhering to the process. So those people who want to do those types of protests, they don't have any right. The Constitution does not protect the right to protest and to to obstruct everybody else's rights to be able to drive down the street, to be able to access buildings and so forth. And we need to get a handle on this, because these useful idiots that are out there protesting Antifa and so forth, they are violating yours and mine and our constitutional rights. And we need to start arresting them and holding them accountable. They do not have the right, as the courts have already just recently ruled. You do not have a right to shut down a speaker because you do not like the words he has to say. He was asked to be there. It is his right to be able to state what he is supposed to state. And you are violating his rights based on the invitation of the organization that has brought them there. So in other words, you can't play a sleight of hand and go, well, we'll invite this guy and then we'll shut him down. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. No, when you invite somebody to come and speak, they have a right to say what they have come to say, and you cannot shut them down. What you're doing is tantamount to taking away their individual privilege and immunity of being able to say what they want to say. You want to have your opposite say, then you have your, you know, kumbaya moment in front of everybody, just like you need to allow these other people to speak. Everybody should have their forum. And for some reason, I went down a tirade that I wasn't planning on going down. But anyway, so this show is really dedicated to those state legislators. And so I've reached out to Nebraska, James Shearer, and I've reached out to South Dakota's Senator Stalzer, I think is the name, and Jim Stalzer. And so I'm hoping that we can start getting traction in more and more of these states, that we start getting champions and leaders. And I'm hoping that Jim and James and all of these different legislators can start identifying who the rhinos are and who we need to literally replace, who the leaders of the rhinos are. Because a lot of times, if you knock off the heads, this is what Cortez the First, not Cortez the Second, which is this OCO whatever Cortez representative that's a communist in our House of Representatives, not Cortez the Second, but the original Cortez, he learned that if you start, you know, knocking off the leaders, then people don't know what to do. And they, you know, basically you move in and conquer them and control them. And so anyway, what we need to do is we need to kind of take similar tactics, that we need to target and start getting rid of rhino leaders, so that the leaders and people start getting the message, wow, they took off the top guy. Wow, how did they do that? And it's easy, because I believe the constituents, I believe the people that are blindly voting, because 80% of the people that vote blindly vote for their ticket. They vote for their party. And I believe that those people deserve, you know, the blind trust that they're giving the party. And I think most all of them are, you know, lovers of the Constitution and would hate to think that they're voting for a rhino. So anyway, let me move forward a little bit. And I want to say one thing. You know, I went on the, like I said, the Patriot Soapbox, or the We the People 24/7 Patriot Soapbox on the YouTube channel. And I was actually kind of blown away, because I've kind of been used to not getting any support from all of my different listeners on the radio that, you know, that listen to me. And I was really blown away, because just for a 2-hour show, there were people that were listening to that that interview, a few thousand people. And there was, you know, a few people that volunteered with giving some money. And some people reached out to me and so forth and said, hey, I want to help. I want to get involved. And I'm really blown away by that, because just on 2 hours, you know, I had that kind of response, and I get trickle response. And actually, I haven't gotten any financial response from anybody that listens to this show on Red State Talk Radio. And I'm going, so, okay. Some people said, well, I've talked to a few people about it, and I've even talked to my therapist. I'm just kidding. I don't have one, but maybe I need one. But I was in talking about this to a few different people. They go, well, maybe, you know, you know, people listen to you, because there are a lot of people listening to this show. And they're saying, well, maybe most people listen just because they know if they're listening to you and you're still alive, that they have hope. And so just having your voice in the background, that they're not really listening, but just having your voice there just instills hope in their home or in their environment, that they're maybe at work or driving or whatever. And I said, okay, maybe I can buy that. But I don't think so. I believe that most of you are really people, you tune to this station, you tune to this channel, you listening to these shows because you're concerned. You don't like the direction. You want to start winning. You like the idea and the direction that Trump has introduced into politics, and it's all about winning. It's not about compromise. The Republican Party has to get out of the mode of we're the party of compromise. Because that has been our problem. The Democrats have never compromised. As we have proven that every single one of the policies, progressive policies that they have put into place has been to the detriment of our republic, such as removing school prayer, removing, you know, the Bible from school and those types of things, has created an immoral and literally a society that, you know, has unfortunately, no morals and compunctions. And this is why, you know, these kids are going back into schools and blowing them up and shooting and so forth. They're godless and they have no respect for life. The only way to do that, and back to this whole compromise thing, well, why isn't that the Democrats are compromising, going, you know what, we made a mistake, let's undo this? Because they don't care. They really don't care. The ends justify the means. They want us to become more immoral. And by becoming more immoral, then they can actually say, oh, we need to, you know, invoke greater restrictions. We need to take away more rights and privileges. We need to control the people. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about communism and moving us into a full life of subjugation to the state. It's about statism, communism. And so if you think I'm wrong, by all means, you know, reach out and prove to me how I am wrong on this. But I think the empirical data proves it. And Thomas Sowell even states that, and a lot of other people. So we'll be right back after a couple promos. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so one of those things I want to get into the obligatory side, because I've got a lot of things to talk about, is our crowdfunding. As I had mentioned, I got, you know, I got some love from the Patriot Soapbox, and it would warm the cockles of my heart if this audience and all these and my local audience and so forth, if they would try to get behind this. And one of the things I kind of mentioned, and I talked about this during the goal setting, you know, just put aside 1 gallon of gas a week and contribute that. Just contribute, what is that, $2? $2 a week. That would be $8 a month. If the people listening to the show was contributing like that, I would have the resources to be able to do a heck of a lot more, to be able to travel, get in people's faces more, and help people get educated and active. We've had great success. I've proven that with what we're doing in Wyoming, and I'm going to get into the details when we can. We're still kind of working, and I don't want to say we're working in secret, but we just don't want to disclose the details, and I'll explain all of this a little bit later. But I will tell you that we cannot do this without your help. We need to start uniting, and whether that is direct support so that you can be my boots on the ground, that becomes a little bit more of an investment on your part. Maybe $2 is the easier way to go, or $3, or $5 if you live in California. Anyway, I'm sorry. As my wife says, sometimes I think you're the only one that thinks you're funny. But anyway, we need your help, and we need to start recovering from our last trip's cost so that we can start getting, because I'm supposed to be in Wyoming this weekend, and unfortunately I'm not going to be there. So we need to start getting there. We need to start being in these places. So we do need your help, and we appreciate any help that you can give us, whether that be the financial support through the GoFundMe. By all means, go through there. I talk about where that money is going. This money is not going into personal savings or anything like that. There's only one person, or there's only, you know, the corporations that fly us, or the, you know, the gas companies and those types of things. I mean, they're making profits off the money you're giving us. But those people that are actually doing the on the boots and on the ground type of work, I'm not paying them any salaries. I'm just paying them for their costs so that they're not subsidizing the effort, if you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, if you want to support us, though, please reach out, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will get you engaged, and you can start leading your county and state. There's another way you can support, as I keep talking about this, constitutionclub.ning.com. Keith, I'm not sure if you're listening today, but we do need to get together so that we can talk about your engagements, your upcoming engagements with these state legislators and so forth, so that we can start getting the movement on rescinding the 17th Amendment. And I'm going to be having Aaron Williams Lee, I believe is the name, from Our First Right, which is an organization that is trying to amend ratify the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which was out of 12. Only 10 of them passed, and the first one was literally locking down the representation and the apportionment of representation so that they couldn't, so Congress couldn't do what they have done in creating this oligarchy. So anyway, please help. Your assistance and help is needed desperately and appreciated as well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in today. Please spread the word, because as more people listen, maybe more people will start coming on board with helping and contributing in one way or another. As I do every day, I checked. There is no sign that the federal government is going to get rid of or disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers it has usurped from the states. So that means we have to do it. We have to get involved. We have to take action. We have to unite, period. I think it's great that Trump is doing everything that he's doing, but he needs to call into question, his administration needs to call into question the eligibility of service of the Islamic congressperson, Rashida Tlaib. You know who she is. She's the one that kind of said, we're going to go in there and impeach, because she believes that she has this birthright citizenship, and there is a legitimate question as to her citizenship because she is hiding behind the unconstitutional interpretation of the anchor baby construction. I have heard good arguments recently that her parents, when she was born, her parents were not citizens of the United States, which means that the 14th Amendment protects us from her, which means that she has to go through the citizenship application process just like her parents, because she was born to two people who were subject to a foreign sovereignty, not the United States. So her citizenship is with that foreign sovereignty, not the United States. There is no grandfathering illegal laws. Illegal laws are illegal. Illegal interpretations of laws are still an equally illegal. So the Trump administration should actually, you know, do the investigation, tap her on the shoulder and tap, you know, Nancy. Hey, Nancy, can you come here? You got a problem. We're going to have to take one of your, you know, your younglings away, or your, you know, your proteges. And we're going to have to go back to that state that imposed her upon us. And the governor is going to have to send in a replacement, period. And so with that, I think that's one way of, you know, making sure that those who are serving us should appropriately serve us. There was a lot of people that talked about Obama, a lot of people that talked about Cruz. People need to start talking about Ms. Tlaib. Bottom line, there is a necessity of redundancy and repeating things, because sometimes we have to do this just so we can get this through. In regards to the shutting down of the government, I know President Trump will be addressing the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So in other words, when my show airs, 3 hours after my show airing or 2 hours after my show going off the air, he will be addressing the nation. Bottom line, he needs to start using constitutional leverage against the Democrats. He needs to basically come forward and say, hey, look, you know, bottom line, we've got all this unconstitutional government that we're spending, and you're having a hard time actually paying for the things that are constitutional. I believe that it is my job and it is my constitutional responsibility to faithfully execute the laws of the land, which means that the constitutional laws, not unconstitutional laws that have been created. Therefore, the EPA, the Department of Transportation, Education, Housing and Housing and Urban Development, Health and Human Services, blah, 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 blah. All of these things need to go away, and watch me. I'm going to EO them away in recognizing that they have no constitutional validity. And with that, and he can literally start with the Department of Transportation, because there are three presidents that vetoed the ability for the federal government to start taxing for roadways on a permanent basis, because that power was not an enumerated power. Boom, watch that go away. And based on that exact same precedence, he just starts literally getting rid of the EPA and these other things. In doing this, watch the Democrats panic and go, you know what? You know, we know you want $5 billion, but we want to give you $50 billion so you can get your $25 billion wall and do some other things with it, okay? Because they'll be happy to spend a lot more monies just so they can keep their deep state and their tyranny over the people. Because all of these agencies, education, EPA, Health and Human Services, HUD, and all of these are insidious agencies that are working against our sovereignty, trying to destroy our constitutional republic. Again, the wall up front will pay dividends on the back end on how much money we will be able to save and not have to spend unconstitutional money. Trump, actually, and I said this yesterday, he really needs to float the concept of deporting all illegal aliens, even DACA, regardless of how people got here. They need to be deported and forced to follow our laws. Let him float that and watch the Democrats panic as well. Because when it comes to immigration, they know they will lose this argument. They're trying to dig in their heels and they're trying to spin this the way they want. But I think Trump can be a wrecking ball right through their wall of obstruction and obfuscation and literally start enforcing the constitutional standards that are required by the Constitution that the federal government do for national security. And he can do all of this with using executive orders because this is not legislating. This is literally enforcing, which he is the one responsible to ensure that the constitutional laws are being enforced. Unconstitutional laws he is not required to enforce. And even though there was no veto and there was signing of unconstitutional laws, I'm telling you that he can be the leader and stand up and say, this is unconstitutional, and I'll be happy to help him with the arguments, period. That's that easy. I don't know if anybody had any ideas. I haven't heard anything, but we're still kind of trolling the waters. What do you think of the concept of constitutional crusaders? I think that that actually, it has a ring and it has an undertone. It may really upset and trigger the progressives, but I'm okay with triggering progressives. That's okay. I mean, we all have a right to have our emotional outbursts, don't we? And I have a musical outburst, which means that I'm going into a heartbreak. So I will be right back after a couple of promos. So please stay tuned. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the reincarnation of Cortez and what we need to do. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so you know you need to pipe up or shut up, right? So you have an opportunity if you really don't like and why you don't like constitutional crusaders, let me know. info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. As I said yesterday, in honor of the fact that we now have a kind of like a reincarnation of Hernan Cortez, a.k.a. Cortez the Killer, in this new communist representative in the House of Representatives, I think it's really important that we kind of go, you know, after, you know, not go after her, but, you know, make sure people put things into context of really how she's behaving. And, you know, historically, we don't want to call her a Hitler. What we want to do is really kind of identify the reality of the name and the historical context of that name, Cortez the Killer. But also another term that I came up with is the Oso Communist, right? The Oso. I just say you can just call her the Oso Communist. And the way she behaves and the way she acts, I mean, she excoriated her opponent, you know, by using bigotry and, you know, attacks, unfounded attacks as well. But she's obviously a misandrist, and I've talked about that before. But recently, I think just today, as Fact Checker pointed out all of the problems with everything that she's, you know, every time she opens her mouth, she creates problems, and Fact Checker likes to point that out. So she had to attack them, which is apropos for a despot. Yesterday, I told you I wanted to reread the call to commitment. This is a letter that was sent by a guy that went to Mexico. He was, excuse me, I don't know if he went down there as a part of his college education or what have you, but he went to Mexico and started getting involved in the communist movement and became a communist convert. This letter was read by Reverend Jimmy Graham, or let me see, make sure this was Billy Graham, my bad. Anyway, and so this is what the letter says. And actually, just to set this up, he was a student at a Eastern university, recently went to Mexico, where in the process of time, discovering the true dedication of some communist workers, he became communist. Shortly afterward, he wrote to his fiancée, breaking off their engagement. This letter was given to Billy Graham by a Presbyterian minister in Montreat, North Carolina, where the Reverend lived. And this is what it says. We communists have a high casualty rate. We're the ones who get shot and hanged and lynched and tarred and feathered and jailed and slandered. We live in virtual poverty. We turn our backs to the party. We turn back to the party every penny we make above what is absolutely necessary to keep us alive. That is their resolve. They literally give everything that they can while everybody else in the capitalistic world clings on to everything. That's one of the reasons why I'm having a problem with the GoFundMe. And I'm not reading this because of that, but I am pointing out their political resolve. They are militant in these concepts. And so they turn in everything, every penny above what they absolutely is necessary to keep us alive. We communists don't have the time or the money for any movies or concerts or T-bone steaks or decent homes and new cars. We've been described as fanatics. We are fanatics. Our lives are dominated by one great overshadowing factor, the struggle for world communism. Just like Islam, their struggle is for world dominance of Islam. We subordinate our petty personal selves into a great movement of humanity, so they call it, when the wake and the empirical evidence proves that it is not for humanity, it is for control, because the biggest cost in their movement is the loss of life, because we're talking millions and millions, and that's the same thing with Islam. The same thing, because there's a tremendous loss of life and then a huge wave of enslavement and slavery. So we subordinate our petty personal selves into a great movement of humanity. And if our personal lives seem hard, or our egos appear to suffer through subordination to the party, then we are adequately compensated by the thought that each of us in his small way is contributing something new and true and better for mankind. This is what they believe, folks. They truly believe that this is, even though you don't agree, they know it's better for you, and they will do anything necessary to get it down your throats at your own life and expense. Anyway, He goes on and says, "This is one thing in which I am in dead earnest, and that is the communist cause. Listen to this. It is my life, my business, my religion, my hobby, my sweetheart, my wife and mistress, my bread and meat. If you understand, this political ideology consumes every facet of their life and focus. This is what we have in Oso. This is what we have in Elizabeth Warren. This is what we have, in, even though they may be elitists that are living in the clouds, this is what we have with everybody that subscribes to socialism. On the flip side, keep in mind, this is what we're getting out of the kids coming from our indoctrination centers called the education system." Okay? He goes on and says, "I work at it in the daytime and dream of it at night. It holds on me. Its hold on me grows, not lessens, as time goes on. Therefore, I cannot carry on a friendship, a love affair, or even a conversation without relating this force which both drives and guides my life. I evaluate people, books, ideas, and action according to how they affect the communist cause and by their attitude toward it. I've already been in jail because of my ideas, and if necessary, I am ready to go before a firing squad." Do you understand the paradigm we are dealing with? They do not care. The ends justify the means. And so this is what Billy Graham says. He says, "Do you have that much dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ? In Christ, God offers us everything, but he demands no less." And so this was something he read in 1960, but this was the beginning of the communist movement. This is what we see in the revolution today. I am telling you, this is an inevitable. 2024, we will be beyond critical mass, and these useful idiots will be demanding the dismantling of our Constitution. And I am telling you that if Congress hasn't already put aside the Constitution by then for political expediency, they will, and they'll be happy, and they'll be smiling, telling us, "Don't worry, everybody's going to get their fair share," because what they're telling you is, "Welcome to communism." Go watch Atlas Shrugged and understand the fair share laws that they were implementing. Understand the direction we're going and how we're getting there, and it's all a violation of our inalienable rights. You better get motivated. We don't have much time. I need your help. We need your help. Those who are, you know, I'm trying to create mini me's, or as many of mini me's as I possibly can. Would you like to be one? Would you like to help in some way? In the magnitude, again, of the amount of people that listen to this show, if people would just donate 1 gallon of gas a week, we would be able to really perform miracles, and that's what it takes. And I just ask that you apply a little bit of faith. I am hoping that we can actually overcome, because what we want to do, and I'm going to put this up on the web, on the GoFundMe campaign, I'm going to send out an update, but I'm going to put this out there so that people can understand what we're trying to do and how we're trying to save money. We value every penny you make. We want you to keep as much as you possibly can, but your freedom is not free. Your freedom does require a cost, and we're at war. There is an ideological war that we have lost in the trenches, and we are about to have the consequences of those losses overrun us in the next few years. If we have any hope of saving this republic, it is literally getting us to 13 states to stand up and say, "You can't do that." And literally, we need to get to actually 26 or 27 before 2024. And there's no doubt in my mind we can do this, friends. We can actually do this. Because we've got a couple of election cycles, but with the money, if I have your help and contributions in these states in doing this, we could literally flip this in the direction we need it to go. I just don't have the money and the resources. The Lord, if you do not believe that I have an irrefutable argument, then refute it. Refute it now. Nobody's come on this air, and I've talked to constitutional professors. Not one person can refute what I am saying. That is why there's been trying to be silent so that people go, well, you know, that there's nobody in that, you know, even piping up. They're trying to ignore this. They're trying to ignore me, and they will try to ignore you. Give me the, you know, do that. Give me that ignorance, if that's what you want to call it, and watch me go to work and watch the successes we will have, because they are literally doing a hands-off approach. We will force them to get involved, right? Anyway, after we come back, I do have some more stuff, and I hope to get to some good news, but I wanted to talk a little bit about some problems with state constitutions and so forth. So we'll be right back after a couple promos. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And so before I kind of plow forward, what I want to focus on first is some constitutional problems that we're not only having to address at the federal level, but there are state problems as well. And I want to give you a great example of what's going on in Washington State. There are also some things that I want to talk about regarding the electoral process, sovereign citizenship. Actually, I'm going to get into sovereign citizenship, corporations, that type of thing. And, you know, being constitutional in regards to this entire constitutional process, because there's a lot of people that are checking out, are going in the wrong direction, and they're actually contributing to the problem instead of contributing to the solution. We also need to talk about the Electoral College process. And I don't have enough time because I'm in my last segment. So I'm going to have to pick up a lot of these topics as well as giving you some good news. I mean, I wanted to give you some really good news and, you know, kind of report some other things in a constitutional perspective of what the heck's going on, like some bad news of what's going on in Florida and so forth. So anyway, forgive me for not being able to get into all of the things, but we will get into these things probably tomorrow and the next day. We'll get through these things this week because I'm not going to try to focus too much on, you know, all of the, you know, the little grapefruit du jours, as Jerry Doyle used to call them. You know, every time a little problem, like a cop saves a kitty, you know, in Missouri, and that goes viral and it dominates very precious time, yeah, there's all sorts of great acts of humanity. What we need to do is we need to focus on the solutions, how we can unite and those types of things. I know that, you know, it helps some people get through the day knowing that good things like cops are saving kitties, but I think you're tuning into this show so that we can focus on the solutions, right? So with regards to the importance of an audit of the U.S. Constitution, you have to remember that the Constitution is nothing but a compact. It is a contract written for and by the states, and because it has multiple parties, 50 at this point in time, then that means that we have a compact where all of the states are on equal footing and all of the states have equal say over whether their contract is being violated or not. And the only way they can clarify and clearly dictate that the contract is being violated is through an audit process. So the necessity of auditing not only the U.S. Constitution, but even state constitutions is necessary because, you know, as Madison says, you know, if men were angels, then we would not need government. But because men are not angels, then we need to have a form of government that puts as many checks and balances on our government, those who govern us, to ensure that we have the greatest protection of our liberty and sovereignty. And I'm paraphrasing. But in ultimately, that's what Madison is alluding to. And I'm going to tell you that if you understand what the heck's happened in Washington State, then you'll understand how and why states need to really look at their constitution, and they need to literally go through where they are and how they can solve some of their constitutional problems. In Washington State, there's this concept, or actually there's a strong argument that Washington has two constitutions. There was the original constitution, and then there was a new made-up constitution because, and I'm not going to get into the details, but bottom line is the original constitution, because of a technicality, was never forwarded. And instead of actually going through the process of, you know, changing or creating a whole new constitution, it was expected that that constitution move forward, and there were some shenanigans and some people creating a whole new constitution, and that's what they put into place after, after they reapplied and so forth. And so there was a sleight of hand that was done supposedly by these politicians. So what does this mean? What does it mean when we look at this concept that, you know, there's this problem with the state constitution? Well, you have to audit. There has to be a thorough audit. But the question is, who does the audit in Washington's case? In Washington's case, the audit has to be done by the counties. The counties need to send in delegates. The sovereigns, the state legislators, have a job and a responsibility with the U.S. Constitution and writing law, their current laws. They do not have the ability to call for, they, at least not that I know of, it's, I don't think it's in the Washington State Constitution, but the county commissioners, as the sovereigns of the people of the sub-elements of the state, they should, and all, by all rights, have the responsibility of calling for a constitutional convention or an audit. And so that's who needs to move forward in ensuring that, you know, Washington is on the proper footing and is adherent to their constitution. But what does this mean, you know, and if you understand the fact that we've been living in the state of Washington on this one particular constitution for over 100 years, 150 years or so, what about all the amendments that have been made to this constitution well over the century? Is this something that falls under the same problem as the United States Constitution? Heck no, because the United States Constitution, they did not follow the constitutional process in amending their constitution and, you know, assuming new roles, responsibility. They took it upon themselves because they said they don't have to amend the constitution anymore. And that is an outright violation of the Constitution. But what has happened in the state constitutions is the people have actually amended their Constitution to make sure they kept up doing the due diligence to some extent. So in the state of Washington, they literally have you know, the people and the process that in amending the Constitution has constantly been invoked. Does this mean that this Constitution that has been ratified by all of these different amendments is really illegitimate because the people have said, hey, we don't like this? You know, in other words, after several amendments to this Constitution, they go, you know, we kind of accept this as the way it is. As long as they've been following the process of how they're supposed to make changes to it, which is what they've been doing, as at least as much as we know, then those things kind of have ratified this original Constitution that they've had. Changing the Constitution and following the constitutional process of ratification is paramount. And in the U.S. Constitution, the federal government failed to follow the constitutional Article 5 process in creating the Department of Interior, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of all of these 12 unconstitutional executive departments, as well as the EPA, all these other agencies, so forth and so on. And so if it is not within an enumerated power, then it is unconstitutional and it has been a usurped power. So getting back to the states, how can one solve this problem? Well, obviously it's through the audit. And as I've already said, the process of whom would be at the state level, it would be the county sending delegates. At this federal level, it would be the states. They don't have to send delegates. They could actually work online. And the only reason why they would need to send delegates into Washington, the state of Washington's capital, Olympia, or into Washington, D.C., is to put their hands on documentation. But I truly believe that the onus is on the federal government to provide evidence. And if they cannot provide substantial corroborated evidence that the states have actually delegated powers and has actually, allowed the federal government to run amok and run rickshaw over them, which there is no evidence, by the way, folks, then it's a closed case as far as I'm concerned. Once they go through the Constitution, they'll identify all of these things are violations and they'll go back to the government and say, you have to cease and desist all of these things. And or if they think that those things are necessary, then they'll call for an amendment and say, Congress, give us an amendment that we'll approve. You know, we think that maybe you ought to do this thing. But most of those things like BLM, are you kidding me? EPA, are you kidding me? No, 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 no. Anything that is of a domestic matter should be controlled by the states. It was very clear that the federal government was set up to be outward focusing towards foreign relations, national security, outward, the boundaries and so forth. They were not supposed to have this ability to creating and centralizing laws and law enforcement investigations and FBIs. That was not within the original intent nor the paradigm of the framers. And the framers actually viewed centralizing and doing those types of things would lead to very bad things, like what we call today as a deep state, if you understand what I'm saying. So the end solution should be how the current Constitution can be validated. And really, the only people are those people who are elected as delegates can really go through and try to put together what would be the amenable solution, because there may be some things in that old Constitution that are superior, but would be in great contradiction to the many amendments that have been passed. What I truly believe is the best thing to do is actually scuttle both constitutions in the state of Washington and scuttle your constitution and have the counties assemble, you know, have an election process of, you know, defining who should be the delegate for the county or the delegates to go, because one county, one vote. That's how it works, just like in a state. In a U.S. constitutional convention, one state, one vote, just like in ratifying amendment, one state, one vote. So one county, one vote, and send the county delegates into a convention. And you can do this online and literally either amend, clean up, or rewrite the state constitution. And in doing so, I've got all sorts of suggestions. So when you're ready to get there, and I'm going to walk you through all of these processes, there are some really important things that we can do to ensure that we protect our liberty and our sovereignty and the ability for people people to live free without having the big government teat smothering us, as the direction is inevitable if we do not change our course, as I've been saying. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. So God bless, and I will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.